Welcome to the Vanessa G Fitcast. If you think eating less is the answer to getting lean, or that you have to choose between having donuts and wine or having a body you love, well then girl, you are in the right place. Chances are you've fallen victim to diet culture's terrible advice on how to eat and exercise. But don't worry, this podcast is going to bring you actionable information so you can start transforming your body without giving up your life. I'm Vanessa Gillette, founder and head coach of Vanessa G Fitness and Nutrition. This podcast was born from my passion for helping all women create bodies they feel confident in. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me to support and guide you. Now let's do this. Welcome back to the Vanessa G Fitcast. I'm Vanessa Gillette, and here with me, as always, is
Omar Pozos. What's up, you guys?
Okay, Omar, today's podcast is going to be for my ladies out there who really want to lose that, you know, pesky 20, 30 pounds that they've put on the last few years, but they just can't seem to stick to a diet because every time they try something, maybe, you know, hopping on the low carb bandwagon or doing whatever they saw on Instagram, and maybe they're just skipping meals and eating salads for everything or whatever it is. But these are my girls who they are committed for a little while. They might be able to lose that 5-10 pounds pretty quickly, but as soon as life gets crazy, you know what I'm talking about, Omar. It's busy season in work, like maybe the pressure goes up, maybe you start a new job, you know, new job opportunity, and then it's like you got to put the pressure on yourself and prove yourself. Maybe your priority shifted. Now it's no longer losing weight. Now it's more work. Maybe you're one of my horse show girls and you have a bunch of shows coming up. We're heading into the fall. It's Congress season. It's world show season. You maybe decided, oh, I'm going to start a diet, but you didn't realize how hard it was going to be for you to maintain that crazy strict diet. These are all situations that I'm not just making up. These are things that I hear all the time in my DMs and on my discovery calls. And it's always these types of girls who they're on these strict diets and they just can't maintain it through these busy and stressful seasons of life. They get there and they start the diet and then, you know, life happens, shit hits the fan. They decide, okay, I'm just going to have one drink, you know, for Friday. I'm going to go out with my friends. And before they know it, that one drink turns into multiple drinks. It turns into late night snacks. It turns into saying like, screw it, I'm just going to enjoy my weekend and start over on Monday. And then guess what happens?
Monday comes around and then everybody's like, hey, well, I had a lot of food over the weekend, so now I'm going to starve myself, right? Is that kind of what happens?
Well, yeah, but like even before that, Monday comes around and these girls, they'll have been doing these strict diets that stall out their metabolisms. They like lose the ability to lose weight. Their body is primed to put on body fat. So they have one like binging bender weekend and they regain all the weight that they've lost from their, like, you know, however long it took to lose that couple of pounds on their strict diet that they thought that they were going to just like muscle their way through. So then it's like that adds more stress to their life because now they're like hungry because they're trying to get back on the diet, trying to starve themselves to like make up for the weekend. Now they're just like frustrated that they're back at square one. They regain the weight they already lost. And they're even more stressed because, like, that's a crappy situation to be in. And your work and your, or whatever it is, your life is stressful at this time. You're really busy. Now your diet's stressing you out, too. Like, that's a pretty crappy situation to be in.
So all in all to say, basically, when people do this and they create this cycle of, you know, slowing down a metabolism plus overeating, and then their bodies become like sponges and they will not let go of any additional weight. Mm-hmm. That's when people turn and say, well, you know what? Fitness is just not for me. Like, you know, my genetics are just not good. Like, you know, I just can't do it. But I think, Vanessa, you and I have a great analogy and a great story to tell with our move this past weekend. By the way, this is coming to you guys live from our new home in Florida.
Woohoo!
So, ready? Thank you.
Good job, babe. You actually use the right
sounds. I know. Now that they're labeled, the sound effects are working just fine. But no, yeah, seriously, when, like you said, when life doesn't go your way, when shit hits the fan, that's when, you know, you have to resort to a good strategic plan that you have to have put in place prior to when shit hits the fan. Otherwise, you know, when the tough gets going, you just fall off the rails because you weren't prepared for it, right?
Exactly. And it's like the biggest issue here that I really want to make sure I drive home is that it's not that something's wrong with you. It's not that you don't have enough willpower or you just can't do it. It's the fact that you're not doing what we do with our clients, which is we match our plan to our priorities. So what does that mean? Well, like usually, you know, when you get started with a diet, you think that your number one priority is the diet. You're like, I am committed to this change. Like I'm so bought in. I cleaned out my fridge and my kitchen. I am, you know, down to do this. I'm never eating carbs again. Like you're very just like excited and all in. And then you see the scale going down and that gets you more excited. And you just are feeling like the diet is the only thing I care about right now. Like nothing can keep me away from the gym. And then you're excited about those, you know, extreme diets promising quick results. That's how you get sucked into that. But unless you're like a totally non-social monk, it's pretty unrealistic to stick to these kinds of unreasonable, just like unsustainable diets that are going to tell you to only eat during certain hours or to only eat certain foods or to, you know, take all these supplements and shakes and things. It's like, what happens when you get stuck at work? Because now you're in the busy season of work and now you're stuck there and you can't get home to that dinner meal that you're like, you have to have because that's what's on your meal plan for your crazy strict diet. And you're freaking out because you're like, what do I eat now? Like now I'm falling off my diet. Or what if you go on vacation, you go on a trip and like your friends are like, hey, let's go get brunch. And you're like, oh, I'm intermittent fasting. I can't eat before, you know, 1 p.m. It's like, how do you live your life like that?
And I must say, I don't care how ripped you are or how awesome your body looks, you know, if you've lost all this weight, if you're that person that if you're on vacation, you're like, oh no, like I forgot my scale or Lord forbid, you know, they don't have multiple options of food because again, yeah, people might be jealous and they might really like your body, but they're not going to like you. They're going to hate you because you're just going to be so miserable and just not a fun person to be around. So please, please do not be that person. That person sucks.
Absolutely. There's a way to find balance between like choosing things that you want that work well for your body and not necessarily giving in to peer pressure to just eat all the junk or drink all the alcohol. But there's also that fine line between like becoming that person. Like, you know, we were watching an episode of Below Deck. If anybody here watches Below Deck, you're going to know what I'm
talking
about.
Give us a shout out because, or reach out to us because, first of all, it's a great show.
It's the only reality TV show I watch and Omar got me sucked into it, but it's actually really good. And this girl on this crazy mega yacht, they're like, they have this amazing 5-star chef giving her all this food and they bring out like all these different assortments of amazing, just amazing food. And the one girl was like, I can't eat that. That has carbs in it. And one of the other girls was like, I would pay you $100 to eat those carbs. She's like, no.
She's and like, dare you to eat a carb. Yeah. You won't do it. Yeah. I mean, how miserable does that sound? I mean, you and I started laughing. I was like, are you kidding me? These people are ridiculous.
Yeah. But like, we could totally just get on a side tangent here and talk about Below Deck. But what I was really trying to say is like, we are all multidimensional human beings. We have multiple priorities at any given time. We're not just, you know, fit human beings. We're also moms. We're also girlfriends. We're also sisters. We're also athletes, we're horseback riders, we're, you know, we do all these different things. We all have multiple priorities in our lives. And it's just part of being human. So that means that like some days, something like work is going to be more of a priority than your fitness goals. And that's okay. All it takes is now aligning your plan with your priorities. Meaning that if today work is your biggest priority and your fitness goals need to take a little bit of a back seat, that's okay. You know how to adjust your plan. Your plan is flexible. Your plan is sustainable. So you know that, hey, I'm stuck at work. I can't have the meal at home that I was originally planning on having. But hey, I can Uber Eats Chick-fil-A to my office. And that's a meal that's going to be convenient. And I know how to order something from there that I enjoy and still fits my goals.
And I just gasped when you said that, Vanessa. I was like, oh, you can eat Chick-fil-A while you're on a diet? Are you serious? Is that possible?
I mean, how many people are gasping right now? Like, yeah. I hear that all the time as like the, oh, I cannot give up Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have to. I eat Chick-fil-A all the time.
But I think back to what you just said, I think the key word there is sustainability. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you create a well-thought-out plan that is not only effective but sustainable, so that when life does get in the way, and you said, you know, like if work takes a priority or is number one, mm-hmm. and your fitness becomes, let's say, number two or number three priority in your life, you know, how does that plan, or how do you create that plan so that when you don't put all your time and effort into your fitness, you don't fall off the rails? And I think that's the beauty of what you do, Vanessa, is you do have a great plan and great tips in place that we're going to get to here shortly, that help people, you know, prioritize other things or other areas in their life without falling off the rails. And the beauty of it is, you know, a week, 2 weeks are not, or even a month are not going to cause you to, you know, completely lose any progress that you've done in the last 6 months, right? I mean, they're not going to set you back any more than what if you had been totally strict and rigid with your diet.
And I would even go as far to say that I hope that all my clients do have stressful periods in their lives and have crazy things come up and have different priorities pop up while we're working together, because that's how I know their results are going to be super sustainable. If they decide, like, okay, I'm going to work with you for a period of time, and because while I'm working with you, I'm going to, like, not do anything else with my life. I'm only going to work out. I'm only going to focus on my eating. Like, that's going to be my number one priority. Then I would be like, cool, but what's going to happen when things change? Like, maybe right now you're in your 20s and you're thinking, like, eventually I want to have kids. How the heck are you going to maintain your results when you have children in your life?
Yeah.
Because God knows that that's going to be a totally different, stressful situation. So if you don't have any stress going on in your life, if you don't have anything going on, like, inevitably at some point in your life, there will be stress. That is a guarantee, 100% chance.
And instead of freaking out and saying, oh my God, I can't do it, use it as a learning opportunity to get better, to learn what it is you need to do to navigate through, you know, all of these goals and priorities, so that you can, like you said, you know, not necessarily make fitness your top priority, but don't fall off the rails either. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk a little bit about this, because I'm excited to share this.
Yeah, so I wanted to just give four quick tips here to really keep you on your diet during busy and stressful times. So number one, plan your grocery list ahead of time. So this is a big one, because I hear a lot about, you know, how am I going to even figure out what to eat at the grocery store? Like, I don't have time to think right now. I am just so stressed with work. I have too much going on. I can't even think about what to eat at the grocery store. Like, if I go there, I don't have time for that. Well, let's make it really efficient. So, like, instead of just popping into the grocery store randomly and aimlessly wandering the store thinking, like, what am I going to eat now? Like, what meals am I going to make? And trying to figure it out while you're there. This sounds super simple, but it needs to be said. Put some thought into it. Before you go shopping, actually sit down and come up with a few meal ideas for, like, the next few days. And then just all you have to do is you have that list. Fill your cart with those items. I keep a running list in my notes section of my phone, so it's an easy checklist. I even share that notes with Omar so he can add to it or see what did I have on there. And that way, if he happens to pop in the grocery store, he knows what to get to. This, it's going to help you save money. It's going to keep you from just, like, buying everything that sounds good in the store. And it's going to save a ton of time. And that's the whole point of this. If you're stressed, you have a lot of priorities going on right now, time management is everything. Like, I always tell people, make a little bit of time in your calendar. Like, let's say, you know, Monday through Friday is just crazy stressful time in your life right now with work. But theoretically, Saturday and Sunday, you have that time available to your disposal. So can you carve out 10 minutes on the weekend? Like, put that in your calendar Sunday morning for 10 minutes. You are going to sit down and plan out what you're going to eat that week and make it a fun thing. Like, find some fun recipes. Look on Pinterest, look on Google, look on Instagram even. If you need some recipes, we have some as well. Like, if you just DM me and I'll send you some recipe books that we have. But it's all about making it a fun experience.
And how about willpower, Vanessa? Talk a little bit about that. Like, you know, if you are, because I can picture it now, like, if you're on, like, a, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday, and you've just had a hell of a week. It's 7 o'clock at night. You're tired. You're exhausted. You want to punch your boss in the face because of so much work. And then you're like, well, I have no groceries at home. Now I need to go to the grocery store. I guarantee you, you're probably going to pick whatever you see first.
That's it when may you just wander into the bakery section by accident.
Yeah, exactly. Myself included. I'm like, oh, pub sub or salad? I'm going to go pub sub. But that's my point is, you know, if you have pre-planned and you have less choices mm-hmm. to make throughout your day, you know, then you don't test your willpower at all. You're like, well, I already have that at home, so I'm just going to eat that. And then, you know, it all starts that snowball effect to where you just start to make good choices day after day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You see tremendous improvement.
The more we can take willpower out of the equation, the better, the more set up for success you're going to be. Try and automate your decision-making as much as possible.
Yeah.
Stop just making decisions in the moment. Plan out your decisions like, what am I going to eat? What am I going to buy at the grocery store ahead of time? So all you do is execute those decisions.
And I know for me, I think I've shared this a couple episodes ago, but I am working with a coach because I've got some body goals that I want to achieve. And for the move especially, which was just hectic and it was chaos. And shout out to your dad and Garrett for helping us out because we could not have done it without them. But the way I did it was, you know, I went into the grocery store. I think it was the Friday before or the day of the move, right? Early in the morning, you mm-hmm. and I popped into Kroger.
So we had already cleaned out our fridge at that point.
Right. And I bought, what did we buy? We bought some fruit. We bought some beef jerky. We bought like water. And just
I think that was it. Just really, we made sure that we left out when we were packing up our apartment for the move. We left out a little bit of protein powder. Like, I even took a shaker bottle in the protein.
Yeah,
and
you
I scooped
one
it. Scoop into the shaker bottle. I left out some protein bars. And then, yeah, you popped into Kroger, grabbed a thing of fruit, of just, like, pre-cut mixed fruit, some water bottles.
And blueberries.
And some jerky. And that was it. And that way, that was your convenient things. You didn't have to rely on willpower. Because after a long day of moving, man, you guys were exhausted. I know you guys were starving. And having like that fruit sitting out there, you all were pounding it. And if we had had
chips or cookies
or whatever, it would have been the same thing. You would have been pounding it.
Exactly.
So it's like you just made it easy to make the better decision.
Right. And then I also went ahead and I was like, okay, I was like, I know one of the most available restaurants is probably going to be either Chipotle or Chick-fil-A. So I kind of pre-planned the meal I was going to have. So when we pulled over and we got Chick-fil-A, I just got a grilled chicken sandwich with an extra chicken patty on it, ton of protein. It was somewhat high in fat, but it worked for, you know, my goal at the time. So mm-hmm. that was my approach on that.
Oh, yeah. Chick-fil-A is my favorite go-to fast food option. I just get usually like a grilled market salad. I might add a side order of grilled nuggets if I need extra protein.
Yeah.
Depending on kind of where I'm at in my day. And that's, you know, an easy, delicious, healthy option that I feel good about. But there's a lot of ways you can make a healthy meal out of Chick-fil-A. Like you could get a chicken sandwich, like you could probably fit it into your macros and have a side of fruit. Like I would choose probably between the fries or like the fried chicken sandwich if you can fit one of those into your goals at the time. Personally, with my goals, I just preferred to have a salad and it was delicious and I love it.
I had, the sandwich, a diet lemonade and I mean, satisfying, delicious, hit my goals and I was mm-hmm. like, man, 3 out of 3, I'm good.
Yeah, so that's really tip number 2 is like know your go-to healthy restaurant choices. Like fast food does not automatically mean unhealthy. And so many people think that. They heard like, oh my gosh, I can't eat fast food if I'm on this diet. Like, no, you can. There are honestly, even McDonald's has some decent healthy options. Most places have some options. And if you know how to understand like the ingredients in food, how to understand what the macro composition of a type of food is, you know how to make those things work into your goals. But I always say, you know, if you're in a stressful situation, so let's go back to the example of you are in a busy season of work, know your food radius. I think I've mentioned this in the podcast before, but it bears repeating. What are the restaurants that are within a mile of those places that you're spending the most time during this stressful season of work? So that probably means your office, if you go to an office, and your home, regardless of whether you work from home or, you know, you live at home. Those are probably the two places you're spending the most time. So what are the fast food restaurants or just general restaurants that you get to go orders from that are within a 1 mile radius? Automatically, because they're close by, those are going to be places that you hit up the most. Now, if you know what your options are, select a couple of them, look up their menus, decide now knowing, okay, I'm going into this stressful season of work or I'm in this stressful season of work right now. I'm going to take a couple minutes, look up these menus and decide, okay, if I go to insert restaurant here, then I will order, you know, insert meal here. Like, it's just an if-then statement. You're pre-planning your decision-making. So then when you find yourself on that late night of work where you're like, screw this, I'm not cooking food tonight, you can say, I'm just going to pop over to this place right by my office, and I already know I'm going to get this thing. It's something that I enjoy, and I already know it fits to my goals.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And if you are totally unsure, like, where to even start with what to order at these types of places, I do have a chain restaurant cheat sheet that I give to my clients. Just DM me, and I would be happy to shoot that over to you. It is 19 pages of basically what I would order from all these different fast foods and restaurant chains. But the next tip is order from a meal prep company. So sometimes, even if you are trying to like gather recipes and plan like what you're going to eat for the week, and grocery shopping just feels impossible. Like, sometimes this happens, and this works really well for people who are traveling. So like my girls going to horse shows, I recommend this one a lot. Or just those who are just really caught up in work, like work is a priority, then cooking is probably not a priority. And that's understandable. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be ashamed about that. So there's an easy solution: meal prep companies. How much have you and I relied on these the last year, Omar?
A ton. And it's been honestly a game changer for us, because I was under the impression at first, I was like, oh, it's just too expensive. I'm like, I'd rather cook myself. But then, like you said, you know, you have to kind of keep things in priority. If my priority is work, which lately it has been, and I've been spending a tremendous amount of time on it, you know, having those meals just in your fridge delivered sets a fantastic foundation for your day. Now, if you, like you said, if you just had a terrible day or a long day and you want to eat something else, you certainly can. But, you know, it's one meal that you have to decide on, as opposed to, you know, five dinners or whatever. So yes, it has set up our life to be much easier. And again, just so much more in agreement with our goals that we're trying to achieve at the moment.
Exactly. I was even talking about this with a client just the other day. We were on a call going over just, you know, she's in, like we were saying, with work, like she's in a really busy season of work right now, and she's very stressed out. And like Monday through Friday is basically like she has no energy to even think about making her food choices. So we talked about, okay, how can we automate your food choices during the week? We know she likes to eat the same thing for breakfast all the time, so that's easy. That's already decided for. It's just about making it easy to go ahead and make that, which she likes to have oats with yogurt. And so that makes it super easy. Okay, one meal is decided. Now, okay, lunch. We need to figure out how we're going to make that easy, because as of right now, it's like, oh, you know, we get too stressed, we get too busy, so she ends up just skipping lunch.
Yeah.
And that's not good. It doesn't help her perform her best at work, so it actually holds her back. You know, you have that blood sugar dip, you get low energy in the afternoon. It's not going to help you perform your best, so it's not even going to help you towards your priority of work right now. And it's not going to help her save money if she does give in and like order some food. If she's like, okay, well, I'm just going to Uber eat something, that's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
So we talked about, okay, let's do a meal prep company. She ordered some meals. It's going to have that as her lunch. They're already decided for. Since she's tracking, I even suggested, why not on Sundays, go ahead and track your meals for the whole week. You know you're going to have the same thing for breakfast. Easy. Go ahead and log that. You know what you're going to have for lunch is going to be those meal prepped meals. Go ahead and track that. Now, tracking is even a non-issue. There's no reason to even say, like, I don't have time to track. You did it already. You did it on Sunday when you did have some time. So it's little simple things like that. How can we automate decision-making? But if anybody's wondering, we personally really like MegaFit meals right now. We're not like sponsored or anything like that, but
we would love to. If they're interested, reach out.
And pro tip, there are a lot of discount codes online. Just keep Googling, and we've pretty much
have become a master of finding those coupon codes.
Yeah, we pretty much just use a different coupon code every single time. So it saves money as well. But the last tip I wanted to throw in here, and I know we've talked about this one before too, but order your groceries online. I know I already talked about like planning your trip for your groceries, but for some people, there literally just is not time to even go to a grocery store. This is another way that, like, yes, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but if your other option is to either not eat and then not perform your best at work or whatever your thing is right now that's keeping you stressed and busy, and that's going to hold you back. Or you're going to order food, you're going to order Uber Eats, you're going to get takeout, like you're going to do these different things that cost you money and don't move you towards your fitness goals and also probably don't make you feel your best. Like, those are your options. So maybe you just need to spend a little bit more money on getting your groceries delivered to your door with something like Instacart. And then that way you have the healthy food ready to go. You can even order things that are basically ready to eat. You can get some deli meat. You can get some rotisserie chicken, easy protein so you don't have to cook. You can get all kinds of different things that are just basically ready to eat.
Yeah. And the reality of it is you have to eat, period, right? Mm-hmm. So you either you eat in a way that necessarily doesn't, you know, or in a way that sets you back, or you pre-plan, you seek out different options that's going to help you. And then, like you said, if work or your kids or, you know, sporting events, whatever it is you're into at the time are your priority, then figure out different ways to fuel your body so that you can keep that priority the mm-hmm. priority. I know I'm just rambling now. I don't know if it makes sense or not.
But it's just about understanding and being real with yourself about what are your current priorities. And they're going to shift from day to day. And it does not mean that one thing has to be 100% your priority. I like to picture it as buckets. You have all these different buckets in your life, and they're all going to be at different levels of fullness at different times. Some are going to pour into the other. So maybe if you're filling up one bucket, you're going to have to pour from the other.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can fill one bucket and it will overflow into the next. Like sometimes you fill up your health and fitness bucket and that gives you more energy and that overflows into your work bucket. So now you're performing better at work.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get where they want to silo things off and they think it's just one bucket and it's either a work bucket, a family bucket, like a health and fitness bucket. Like they think they can only have one at a time. That's not the truth. You just need to be honest with yourself and understand that you might have priorities shifting and just basically delegate your time accordingly to what is the priority and automate decision-making to make it easier to shift to those priorities.
Yeah. One thing I want to throw in there too, Vanessa, is if our listeners are anything like me, I'm a bit of a control freak. And when I don't have the, I guess, environment or the situation to where I can control everything, or at least think I can control everything, then I just throw my hands in the air. I'm like, screw it, you know, F it, like I'm not doing it because it just does not let me have control. But that all or nothing mentality is what I want to point out and have our listeners challenge themselves, because, and I actually heard this from Leslie Cravar. If you guys don't listen to her podcast, what's her podcast again?
The Mindset Maniac.
The Mindset Maniac. Yeah, go listen
on
to it.
She Spotify.
She has a great episode on the all or nothing mentality. But, you know, I was all about, you know, it's either white or black. Mm-hmm. And she challenged me when I heard her episode and was like, actually, there's a lot of life that goes on that's in the gray area.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is relating it to fitness, for example, you know, even if you necessarily, you know, don't hit your macros that day, that doesn't mean, you know, that you can just basically say, screw it, I'm just going to go and binge and, you know, eat something or eat or act in a way that's just going to set me back even further. So like, for example, for me, for my goals this past weekend when we moved, like, you know me, I love to just be within range of my proteins, fats, and carbs for the day for my macros.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just wasn't possible for me. And instead of me saying, screw it, let's stop at, you know, Domino's and I'm just going to have pizza and I'm just going to get to Florida and just have beer, I made it a change with the help of my coach to say, okay, I'm going to focus on just proteins and to not go over my calories. So that range becomes so much more broader for me and it gives me so much more flexibility. But at the end of the day, it doesn't make me feel like I failed.
Mm.
It makes me feel like I've also hit that goal. And so I'm like, well, I hit the goal. So then I'm not going to say, screw it. I'm going to be like, oh, like I can do this. So it's going to motivate me to keep going even more. And then, you know, the next scenario or the next environment that I'm in, I won't go into be like, I can't do this. This isn't for me, because I'm going to have this previous experience and say, well, I've already done it once. If I've done it once, I can do it twice. So I challenge you guys to think, there isn't such a thing as all or nothing. There is mm-hmm. no white or black. There's a ton of gray in there. So if you guys are maybe on a, like you said, on a diet that doesn't let you eat ice cream and you love ice cream, maybe that you're not the problem. Maybe the diet is the problem. So I challenge you guys to come up with option C, the gray option that says, well, maybe this diet necessarily isn't built for somebody like me. So I need to look for help elsewhere, or for help with somebody that can help me, you know, achieve my goals while eating ice cream, if that's something that I just love.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you're exactly right there with that all or nothing thinking. Like, our brains, it's like evolutionary. We like to think in binary, yes or no, good or bad, on or off, black or white. We
What's
want
the thing of, you know, if something is right or something is wrong, how can something be right and wrong? That, like, that just makes no sense.
Yeah, but that's why we tend to fall into that mindset of I'm either, you know, what do people say? They say I'm on my diet, or they say I'm off my diet.
Right.
But the reality is nutrition is not binary. It's a continuum. To what extent did you go off your diet? It's not I'm on my or I'm off my diet. To what extent were you off your diet because you went over by your goal by 200 calories? Or are you off your diet because you went over your goal by a 2,000 calorie bender weekend? Those are two very different things, but you're going to hear people with that all or nothing thinking say, I'm off my diet. And the problem with thinking in this way, with thinking very binary, is that we tend to use that to then influence our decision making. Because what happens? Now you're thinking, well, I'm off my diet. And I don't know if off my diet means that you were 200 calories over or 2,000 calories over.
Right.
But if you're only 200 calories over, that's nothing. That's such an easy...
That's a short walk and you've burnt 2,000 or 200 calories.
Yeah, like that is not going to affect you at all. But if you think in the binary, you think, oh, I'm off my diet, I'm over. So what does that mean? Oh, screw it.
Well,
I'm already off my diet. Might as well just, you know, go all out. Or might as well just give up on my diet completely. And that's how you end up in that pattern of just being in the yo-yo dieting, on or off, and you just make bad decisions around food. And it causes people to really speak in absolutes, because then they're going to be like, well, that diet just doesn't work for me. It's not that the diet doesn't work for you. It's you're going about it all wrong.
Yeah.
So I hope that this is resonating with somebody out there. But just to kind of review here, because I knew we rambled all over the place, but the four tips, if you are just really in a busy or stressful time of your life and you want to stay on your diet: number one, plan your grocery list ahead of time. Number two, know your go-to healthy restaurant choices. Number three, order from a meal prep company. And number four, order your groceries online. Those tips, those tricks, they're going to help you be able to lose weight and keep it off, even when life gets crazy. So you can stop saying, using, you know, life or stress or these outside factors as an excuse for not reaching your goals. So I hope this was helpful. And if it was, please leave us a rating and review in iTunes.
A 5-star rating and review.
Okay. If you think we deserve a 5-star rating and review, then we'd love that. But I want an honest opinion as well. So if you don't think we deserve 5 stars, you don't need to give us 5 stars. Tell us, you know, how we can improve as well. We try to be growth-minded. We want to know that too. But you
can boost my ego if you'd like.
Sure. Do it for Omar.
Yeah.
But it really does help us out. I know you guys hear this on like every single podcast, like leave a 5-star review, but it really does make a difference. It tells iTunes that like, hey, people like this podcast. Maybe we should show it to more people. And that's how we'll be able to, you know, hack their little algorithm and be able to be shared with more people. So thank you guys for listening, and we will be back next week.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. If you learned something today, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review in iTunes. And if this particular episode resonated with you, do me a favor and take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story. Don't forget to tag me at Vanessa G Fitness so I can show you some love. All right, my carb queens, talk to you in the next episode.